Now back to the Cat Named Mo show. How the f*** is this show still on? Does management not listen on the weekends?
Mo Show. Go to the phones real quick. Scott, go ahead. You are on the Cat Named Mo Show.
Hey, is that me, Mo?
That's you, Scott, my friend.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm always good, Scott. Even when I'm not, I find something to be happy about. How about yourself?
Well, that's what I do, too.
Good. Then you're doing fine.
I just wanted to thank you for the tribute to the veterans. I am a veteran, and my son was just wounded in Afghanistan, and that really hit me when you did that. Mm.
Well, first off, thank you for your service. Secondly, I hope your son is going to be okay. And thirdly, that's exactly why I felt compelled to do that. And we had mentioned it before, but I didn't want it to be a cursory mention like, hey, you know, we did a show and we said something about Veterans Day. I wanted to.
No, I understand that, Mo, yeah. And I appreciate that.
Okay.
And I don't want to bring your show down, man. I really enjoy your show. I listen to you on the way home from work. And did you graduate from Lato or Jefferson?
I graduated from Lato. Yes.
Now, I was born in Carrollwood.
Okay.
And I was 2 miles from Chamberlain and 2 miles from Lato, and I went to Hillsborough.
Oh, man. sorry about that.
hey, Scott.
Yeah, that was a...
Scott,
yeah.
He went to Lato. We don't know if he graduated.
Oh, I graduated. Shut up, interns, Mike.
Well, I think he writes books and everything. I think he's doing pretty good.
Yeah. Too. Scott, let me ask you this. Is your son going to be okay?
Yeah, he had a he's a Green Beret. They were in Afghanistan, and RPG landed. People don't know what that is. It's a rocket grenade. It landed between three of them, and they got shrapnel. So it went through his head and broke his shoulder, through his shoulder and his leg. But he's in Bethesda, Maryland now, and he's recovering great.
Okay, and I'm assuming they're going to send him home. They're going to send him back to you.
He's in Bethesda, Maryland.
No. I mean when he's done is what I'm saying. Yes or no?
Well, he's going through physical therapy because what happens is Bethesda, Maryland, you know, that's where the president goes and everything. So
right.
They have the best head scanning, you know, brain trauma in the country. So
good.
That's why he's there.
Good.
But his stutter is gone. He had a stutter for a little while, but it's gone now.
All right. All good things, all good prayers, Scott. And again, thank you and thank your son for their service.
Absolutely. And their sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, man. But I just wanted to thank you for that tribute. And what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 83.
That was the year I was born.
I was 82. I was in Beirut in 83.
Damn. I was at Chuck E. Cheese.
You're so dumb.
Oh, the horrors I saw. Scott, thanks for listening, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate the tribute, and thank you guys, and I love you guys.
All right, thank you right there.
You saw horrors at Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, man, the kids and the parents.
Are we saying the same word?
Horrors.
Yeah, oh, horrors.
Not horrors. Oh, there were some whores there, too. I saw a few whores at Chuck E. Cheese, too. All right, Ben, why were you a dick to some lady? What did you do? I kind of caught the tail end of the Migs and Swigs show. What did you do?
All right. So I had taken my RV down to Fort Myers, which is what?
Can we do Cliff's Notes, Virgin?
2 hours there. And then
okay.
I got in the Jeep, and I drove back. So I'd been in the car for 4 hours, and I was almost home. I was over the driving across the Gandy, about to take that left on West Shore.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's a green left, and then it turns nothing, so you yield, and you have to wait.
So
there was a car in front of me, and I was the next one to go.
At the light, there's a car in front of you, and then it's you.
He's in the middle of the intersection. I'm about to, I'd be the next to enter the
intersection.
Oh,
gotcha.
In my rearview mirror, I see a red car in the lane next to me, and all these cars are going around him.
Right.
And I see this lady get out.
Right.
And she's in her, you know, 50s, early 60s, and she gets out of her car, and she starts pushing it. I guess she had ran out of gas.
Right.
And it was at that moment
why are you looking at me like that, JoJo?
Wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it. So I obviously knew that she was out of gas, and I see these people, you know, driving around. I'm in At this point, the guy had turned left.
Right.
I was in the middle now.
You're in the middle of the intersection. No longer at the light.
Right.
Okay.
And I look and I see her get out and push. The light turns yellow. And but in the meantime, I'm thinking, okay, I actually almost went to my dial in my car to put it in park and help. And then I'm like, okay, well, I can't just keep my car here.
In the middle of the intersection.
In the middle of the intersection. So I continued. The light turned yellow and I continued to go. And I continued to go. And I continued to go.
So and you didn't go stop. Back. To
I didn't
help
go
her.
Back to go go back and help her. And immediately afterwards, the whole ride, the couple day. I mean, since then, I have felt like the biggest dick in the world. And
you
the
felt
karma.
Guilt.
It was guilt because yeah. It was absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Were there other cars that went around her that wouldn't stop?
Oh, there were 25 people who drove across. I mean, there were people.
Even more reason for you to stop.
You know, but it's one of those things, you know, where somebody gets in the elevator and you go to like. Pretend like you're trying to help to open the elevator.
Right.
No, we open the door.
No, right. We don't. But we do stop and we help people when a woman is in distress on by herself.
Anybody.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to understand the position. So she's not, you're in the left-hand lane.
She's going
in
straight.
The center lane.
The
and she has the door open and is pushing the car.
And while she's steering.
And nobody stopped to help her out.
Nobody stopped to help her. I know it's terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, because if she had like a friend with her, cool, that's fine. They have each other. They can do it. But she was by herself.
And immediately, I knew that I had messed up. And because 99 out of 100 times, I'm stopping. And I don't know what it was for that particular moment.
What time of the day was it?
It was, I don't know, 4 o'clock.
So rush hour?
It was rush hour-y.
Okay.
I mean, it was enough where there were probably nine cars behind me trying to make that left. So that left-hand turn was backed up like it usually does on the Gandy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when I went to go put my car in park, the immediate instinct was to help. But then I was like, what am I going to do with my car? Where am I going to put the car? But then when I went through it, I could have pulled over.
Pulled over and then...
And the gas station's right there. I mean, there's two gas stations on both corners. And it just...
At least helped stop direct traffic for her so that she could pull her car through.
No, I understand. But the one thing somebody said on Twitter to me after I told the story, which gives me a little solace.
No.
Solace is that... At least I was thinking about it. At least I knew.
No, that way there's a solace in that.
Because
I think about doing the right thing all the time, but I never do it.
You don't get no point for that, Swin.
Well, no, I know. But the point is that he was saying that probably those other people who just pulled around her didn't think twice about it.
But still.
All right. It was a bad move.
I respect the ones that didn't give a second thought to it more than I respect you, because at least they were unapologetic in it. They were like, can't do it, Betty.
I mean, even if you would have put your window down and like, yo, you need any help with that?
She needed help.
Right, but I'm just saying.
I have no
excuses.
Like,
if it was late at night and you were in a in an area where there weren't a lot of cars, yes, you do have to be careful because they do... lure people into crazy stuff that goes on in
this
world.
She ain't trying to lure Swig into nothing.
It was during the day, and there's mad cars everywhere.
It was a bad move. It was a bad look. And I'm here, too, and now I did it on our show, and I'll do it on my show.
You got diarrhea because of it.
I got diarrhea, and I chipped my tooth, and karma. Well, you know, I called out on our show for anybody, like if there's a priest out there or somebody who, how am I going to shake this bad karma?
No,
I got to
like,
shake it
what
somehow.
What is it, like 5 Hail Marys and 2 Our Fathers?
Whatever. I'm willing to do it.
I feel like that's all. Like it.
He said he'd give me a bike 2 weeks ago, and now I got the diabetes.
That's because you can go buy your own bike.
Now I got the Johnny Beatus.
But
Johnny, you know,
I can't fight it.
Since that happened Thursday night, I got food poisoning. It was throwing up all over the place. Last night, I chipped my tooth.
Oh, God.
How the hell did you chip your tooth?
I have no idea. I was just eating a
piece. You have to do something nice for somebody.
That's what I've been doing. I did it.
What did you do?
See, I don't want to say it because that's not the... Like, I try to do something nice for somebody.
Okay.
But not just to... You should always do nice things.
Well, yes,
right.
Of course.
But for part of me being the selfish individual I am is that I was told when I first got sober by somebody, he said, try to do something nice for somebody every day. The important thing is don't tell anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Then it's not a nice gesture. It's more of a, you did that.
It's still back to you.
It's back to you.
Yeah, I can't subscribe to that narrative.
I need gas in my car.
I got to let people know.
We know you're still wearing your hospital bracelet.
Exactly. Ben almost killed me. Ben killed me. He's trying to kill me.
But I've been overly compensating with the random acts of kindness since, but I still haven't been able to shake the bad karma.
Well,
it was a bad move. It was a dick move. Yeah.
Well, maybe she's listening and she'll forgive you and it'll go away.
If you are out there, please forgive me.
Yes.
Man, you owe a new car. That's how you got to buy somebody a new car.
Let me tell you the guy.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I went right home and I told my wife. I was like, I can't. You won't believe what I just did.
Yeah.
I think my sister was out there.
You have to find somebody, a family that needs a new car. And you
got
to buy. It doesn't have to be new, but used. That's the only way you're going to get. What do they call that in the Jewish? It's a mitzvah. Isn't that what that's called?
Yes.
A mitzvah, a kind act.
Kind act, yes.
Yeah, Jonah, go ahead. You want to talk to Brett? Brent? Why am I calling him Brett?
Hi, Brent, this is Jonah. You used to be married to my sister, correct?
Uh-oh. Let's clear the phones. Clear the line.
Hey, whatever we have planned for the rest of the show is now scrapped.
Also, Mo, we're kind of related because Jasmine's my niece.
Jasmine's your niece?
Yes, sir.
That would make you her.
No, not Jasmine.
No, not
that's what I thought too. I was like, this just got weird.
Jasmine is my brother. My brother, who's in jail right now, or prison rather, is his daughter. I know,
you're
right?
Such a cliche.
So, well, if Jasmine is your niece, we're not kind of related. We are related.
Yes, we are.
What a small world.
Oh, yeah. Jasmine's doing so great. You talk about somebody doing great in school. She is doing absolutely fantastic.
She's doing incredible. We went and saw her last night. We went to go see Imagine Dragons and stayed at her house.
Oh, well, good. Tell her to call her favorite uncle sometime, you know?
You got it, buddy. Hey, Brent, how you doing, buddy?
Hanging in. Good.
Racing cars.
Why are your voice cracking?
That's a good guy.
It did get higher.
Wait, Jonah.
He bought me my first RC car.
Yeah, you still got it?
I still got it.
Wait, Jonah. Wait.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
How long were you married to his sister, Brent?
Five years maybe? I don't know.
We were divorced in 93, but we got married in 90.
Did I know her?
I don't know if you ever met her or not.
No, you don't know my sister. You just know our other side of the family.
Okay, all right.
You know Jasmine and Latasha and all them.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm married to Jasmine's aunt.
Okay, all right. I get the relation now. Let me ask, does your sister still speak highly of Brent or no?
Oh God.
We don't talk no more.
Oh wow. Oh, you don't talk to your sister anymore?
Yeah, it's a weird situation.
Looks like you made the right decision in 93 then.
Now, hold on a minute. Let's find out why she pissed you off. Why did you divorce her, Brent?
The relationship, it just ran its course.
No, don't say that. That means it's not a slot car.
Who cheated on him?
What happened, Brent?
No,
come on.
There was no cheating. There was no cheating going on.
Well, you weren't married.
No,
you don't know. Shut
you're
up,
not
Jonah.
In the relationship.
Hold on. Let me get to this hard. I'll get to your story later. Why did you break up?
Well, we dated since 85, 86, and it was about 7.5, 8 years, which is about the milestone that if it's not going to make it, it didn't make it.
But there
really was no smoking gun. We both kind of mutually walked our own way.
You grew apart?
So one day you looked at each other and said, let's get a divorce. That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen overnight. It built up over time.
But
I mean,
what? Thank you, JoJo. What was
the
impetus?
Were you fighting?
No.
You just...
Not buying it.
You just grew apart.
Grew apart, and basically it was...
Does she like women?
Was
like men.
Mutual understanding.
A mutual understanding that you like men?
We went separate ways.
Are you married now?
No.
Okay.
You can go.
See what you started, Jonah.
Hold on, Jonah.
Me when I was younger.
Wait, hold on, Jonah. Hold on. Again, shut up. All right, listen to me.
Don't be.
I'm not listening to me, man. Why? Okay. Was it a dispassionate relationship?
Dispassionate.
Sex was bad.
You're holding
really
back.
Brent,
you're
holding
back.
This is Mo you're talking to.
No,
come on.
It was a very cordial breakup.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you talk now?
No.
Then wasn't that cordial?
I ran into her at a grocery store one time, and she had her new baby daughter with her, and that was about the last time I'd seen her.
Oh, you couldn't give her a daughter, huh?
Hey, that wasn't my choice.
I'm just saying. Are you seated up, or are you blowing dust down there? Was that the cause? Brent, talk
no,
to me.
That was,
Wait, you said that wasn't your choice, so she didn't want to
have
a kid with you?
She didn't want to have a kid with you?
It was probably a little bit of financial, but other than that.
Did you want a kid or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So did you ever cry about the breakup?
All in the man business. All in the man business.
Jonah, why did you call?
Is that a bad question?
It was a very mutual breakup.
You don't have to admit that you cried. It's okay.
But you're telling me you never cried about it?
Nope.
You never fought with her. There was no issue. You were just like,
"Yo, do you have emotions in
there?
I don't know what's happening."
It just over a period of time we grew apart, and it was basically, "This isn't working." And it's
but
not
what,
working
what,
for me.
But what wasn't working? Yes, what wasn't working?
Because it sounds like an ideal relationship.
We had the same interests, and we had just grown apart.
So she would do her thing during
and
the night, and you would do yours.
I went and flew radio control airplane. She sat home, didn't need to work. So, I mean, it's...
How old were you?
Needlework. Same like age as you in 93.
Sounds like you're 12 and she's 54. What the hell kind of bizarro relationship is this? Nuts, Jonah. I am too. But yeah, Brent's not going to give it up. Jonah, why are you not talking to your sister anymore?
Oh, it just... Multitude of things.
Well, give me two.
Just drew apart.
Jonah, give me two.
You called.
You called. Give us two reasons out of the multitude.
Maybe some things I said were taken out of context.
Okay, but if you had said something to her, that means she
for
did
example,
something.
You said.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, you said.
You shouldn't do meth in front of your kid.
No.
Okay, well, what did you say? Well, give me one reason you're not talking to your sister anymore.
Oh, no, we still talk every now and then, but it's just not a good,
you know.
Okay, I think she said Brent was too young to marry.
give us one reason why you guys don't talk often.
Because she divorced Brent, and I really loved Brent.
That's
man.
A lie.
Hey,
now, did you love Brent, or did you love Brent? Is that what's happening here?
All right, Jonah, thanks for the call.
Yeah, man, you take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Snooze.
What was her name?
Michelle.
That could have been such a better radio.
You know what I'm saying? I like it in the fact that they're both hiding something.
Yes.
Oh, yes. They're both clearly hiding something.
I will say that I've since that relationship, I have never met a Michelle that I can stand.
You know, my first wife was named Michelle, too. Yeah. Michelles are trouble.
They was it the same Michelle?
No, I don't know.
Oh. No, he married Aunt B.
Yeah. Was she your age?
Yeah.
And she was doing needlework?
Well, she did cross stitch.
That didn't help. Cross stitch, needlework, the same thing.
That was her hobby.
Yeah. That's so great.
The sex was horrible. It had to be. Be honest with me. No,
she brought the cats in the bed?
Yeah, it's the cats in the bed.
Isn't that what he called it?
I just assumed with the needlework.
It wasn't horrible.
No.
It was infrequent, though.
I wouldn't say that either.
They married. Of course it's infrequent.
So, Willie, you were having good sex often.
And y'all did your own things, and you were cool with it. You got along. You didn't fight about anything. And you divorced her?
Yeah.
Something's not right.
No. Yeah.
I can't really put a finger on it.
Okay, who got the house in the divorce?
We didn't have a house.
Okay, who got the car?
I got the car.
Was it a financial issue?
I would say that was a great part of
okay.
it.
Who idea was it to separate?
Yeah, who was it? It was always somebody's initial.
Somebody said, hey. I really don't know.
Nah.
When the key didn't work, it was hers.
Probably yours.
Probably mine. Because basically she took her bills, I took my bills. It was a very, the judge even made the comment that it was the most
amicable
separation. It was just a matter of signing the papers. It was done.
And that was it. And you never went back for just friendly sex.
No, I believe she
makeup sex.
The only catch is, I believe she remarried the day our divorce was final.
See,
she was banging somebody. There it is.
Get out of here.
It took all that
to get to that. She was a hooah.
The
Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.